Pink Floyd on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN. As promised, joining us live in the studio, Billy Corgan. How are you, Billy?
Just drinking the dirty water of the River Charles.
Listen, I have to say first and foremost that you carry a mystique about you. You know?
You think so?
I do.
That usually means you're crazy.
Okay, well, I was being nice about it. Yeah, but, you know, you have the reputation being a little nutty, all right? And of having, you know, people speak with great reverence about you, fans and people who just know of you. But I have to say that you're a very affable, charming guy, just from our first meeting here moments ago. You're a guy's guy, Billy. What can I say?
I'm all man.
He's all man. And he's playing tonight at Avalon. The Future Embrace is your first solo CD. Congratulations on its completion.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the fine work that you put forward there. Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I think it's exciting to make music that's challenges what people think music is, you know. Anytime I make a record and people go, "What is this?" You know, and one person says, "Oh, this is the greatest. I love it. It's so exciting." And the next person goes, "I don't understand it. It's too weird." That means I'm doing the right thing.
You think it's better to have, like, on both sides of that than to have people just kind of... It would seem to me when you're making a record, the worst thing that can happen is people are indifferent about it.
Yeah, I've never made a record that people were indifferent about, you know.
Right.
Generally speaking, over time, most people seem to think my records get better over time, which for me, that means that's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to challenge you, and over time, you kind of see how it fits in the picture. And I think all rock really, you know, the best rock comes from bands that take chances, and then eventually it kind of congeals into something everyone agrees upon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was lucky to do that with a couple albums where everyone sort of agreed, okay, this is pretty solid.
Now, you say everyone. This is your first solo effort,
right.
But obviously you've got people on tour with you. You had other people in the studio with you. Same people on the record that are on tour, or is it a lineup change? What's going on?
No, I pretty much did the record by myself. I worked with one person, Bon Harris, who was in this band, Nightsareb. He's not on tour with us, but a couple guys from the band Filter, Brian and Matt, are with, and then a singer, Linda Strawberry. So they're just more like my friends on tour with me. It's like me and three crazy friends.
You did all the instruments on the Future Embrace yourself, with the exception of some stuff?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's called You Have No Life.
It's called Once the Drum Track is Laid Down, You Don't Get to Have a Vacation for a Week While Everybody Else Does Their Stuff. No,
that's
you have to
right.
be there the next day. We actually kind of half met about 13 years ago. And
Whoa.
You mentioned Nightsareb. This is what brought it up. You were playing at Michigan State University. Smashing Pumpkins were the second band on the bill. The opening band was this band that no one had heard of, Pearl Jam,
right?
Outside of Seattle. They opened the show, and Smashing Pumpkins played second, and then Chili Peppers were the headliner.
Right.
And I think it was during the Chili Peppers Mother's Milk tour.
Yes.
So I'm in the studio, and I'm doing the midday show on the Michigan State radio station, and the program director comes in. Says, okay, Hardy, you're going to have to leave because Billy Corgan is coming in here and I'm doing the interview. So, well, all right. Well, I suppose because I just finished interviewing five guys I'd never heard of before in my life, Pearl Jam.
Right.
And I believe I was kind of upset because they came in and they had to get to sound check and I had to cut off a Nightsareb record. You know, I'm like, all right, I'll just fade this out and do this interview with this band that no one cares about. All right, here's Pearl Jam. We got to finish up with you guys because Billy Corgan's coming in here. But I didn't get it. This is the first time I actually had a chance to speak to you because the old college radio PD kicked me out so she could have you all to herself.
Was she cute?
No.
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 That's why I don't remember that story.
And I won't call her out by name here, but, okay, Dawn Papke. All right, there, I said it. I can't take it back.
The internet's lighting up right now. People are Googling poor Dawn.
She wasn't, she wasn't hideous, but I don't think you would have dropped whatever you were doing, saying, you know, I've made a horrible mistake in my life. I need to devote my life not to music, but to this woman.
Maybe she was on that show, The Swan.
Yeah, maybe she was. It could have happened. Anyway, so it's great to get a chance to talk to you now and to have you pick out songs for, well, the rest of the hour here on
yes.
WBCN. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we'll play a couple of songs. Billy Corgan is here with us live in studio playing tonight at Avalon. And, well, obviously, we have things to talk about because you, my man, have been making some news lately.
No.
Yes, you have. Don't deny it.
crazy news.
Yeah, crazy news from a not a crazy man, from just a man's man, Billy Corgan. What are we going to listen to first? What have you picked out for us today?
When I was a kid, long before I started playing music, I was obsessed with certain songs for the way that they sounded, which of course now makes sense because I got into production and all this. And this was a song I was always obsessed with the sound. This is Dr. Love by Kiss.
Very good. This is the first Billy Corgan selection as he takes over WBCN here. I mean, you're not going to completely take over and kick everyone out of the studio, are you?
No.
Can I stay?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Billy Corgan here with us live on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN. I'm not going to say anything other than WBCN because Billy Corgan is live in studio. You're supposed to be taking over for an hour. I thought I would have the hour off, and I'm still sitting here doing things. So I'm going to let you do the work, Billy, if you don't mind.
It's kind of cloudy out.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'll point you in the right direction. We just listened to a song that you picked out. Maybe you could say why you picked that particular. I'm not telling you how to do your job, okay. But I'm just saying.
Well, everyone's always trying to tell me how to do my job, so this is nothing new. Yeah, Aerosmith, aren't they from around here? Good band.
Yeah.
Great song. Always love the Smith. Yeah, it's kind of cloudy out, and so we'll play a bunch of depressing music. There you go.
There it is. All right, Billy Corgan live in studio. He's here tonight playing at Avalon. You've got a new solo CD, The Future Embrace. Not to be confused with Zwan, which you say was not a solo project, and you don't want it to be thought of it that way. You say this, the Future Embrace is your first solo record, right?
Yeah, I mean, because with Pumpkins and Zwan, I wrote songs for the bands.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I ever just wrote songs for myself. That's interesting.
I remember seeing during the writing and initial recording process, you were in a renovated church in Chicago, and you had a bunch of listeners come in that were sitting on the floor, very, you know, Jonestown style. Like,
thanks. There was no Kool-Aid served, though, my friend. No. That was actually for a different album that I recorded, sorry.
That wasn't for The Future Embrace. No. What was that for?
I wrote a bunch of songs about Chicago. We're still kind of finishing that up. So those were sessions for that. That was actually in the middle of making The Future Embrace.
And you have people come in for like hours on end just to watch you like kind of going through the process and doing multiple takes, I would think. And
yeah. It was interesting. Fans said that it was interesting to watch what it's, you know, what really goes on and, you know, the process of trying to record a take and the pressure, and it's interesting.
The monotony of doing it over and over. Yeah.
I'm like an amusement park, you know, full service rock star, you know, come in.
Unfortunately, Tommy Lee has already stolen Tommy Land the Ride for the title of his new solo record. Otherwise, you could have, you know, taken all the Future Embrace records back and, you know, put it out again as Billy Land the Ride.
No, you don't. I live in Billy Land. Okay, you don't want to go there. you want to maybe visit and kind of drive by, wave as you drive by, but you don't want to live there.
You don't want to stop and get a 3-day pass.
No, you don't.
Okay, Billy Corgan, as I said, is here. He's picking out all the songs for this hour. We have a couple of major things to talk about. One being baseball.
Yes, sir.
Two being another slight issue that you may have heard something about last week. Something to do with some crazy guy taking out a couple of full-page ads in the Chicago newspapers talking about...
Let's talk baseball first.
All right, we'll talk baseball.
I met some Red Sox yesterday.
Oh, well, let's tell you what. Let's do our business here for a moment.
Oh, is this what do you call this in the...
We call this paying the bills.
No, you're setting it up so people will have to stay tuned in, right?
It's a tease. We're teasing.
Did you learn that, or it's... comes natural.
See that guy back there laughing right now? Yes, he taught me everything that I try to forget.
All right.
And that's one of the things. But all right, so we'll tease everyone with a discussion of baseball and about the reforming of Smashing Pumpkins. Since you brought it up, kind of, we'll continue on that topic here in a few minutes as Billy Corgan joins us live in studio on the Rock of Boston. You want to say WBCN?
BWCN? This is why I'm not a DJ.
It's the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Billy Corgan, live with us here in studio, picking all the songs and talking about whatever you want to talk about for the hour, Billy. The hour is yours.
Well, we were just talking about Manny Ramirez.
We were talking about Manny, and we got to get to the other topic here in a few minutes. That's sure. one that I feel that I have to bring.
But I'm a fundamental guy. You know, I'm a guy of fundamentals.
Okay.
Can Manny hit the cutoff man? That's the number one question I had yesterday. But I got to go down. I was taping a segment for This Week in Baseball yesterday, so I went down. I know David Wells for a few years, so I went down and talked to Boomer for a while, and then I met Bronson Arroyo, your budding Boston Red Sox rock star
is right.
And then he asked me, he had a guitar there, and he said he asked me if I would play Disarm by the Pumpkins.
And
so
did you?
I played the guitar and he sang it.
How was it?
He's got a good voice.
Really?
He has a future in music if he wants it, for sure. He's got a good enough voice.
It's the songwriting though that's gonna, I mean, whether well dictate whether or not he's gonna be able to do anything with it. That's what it comes down to, don't you think?
I suppose so, but in this world of celebrity driven culture, who knows? I mean, but he does have the talent. You know, if he couldn't sing, I would tell you, but he can actually sing.
Wow. So you got a chance to go to the game yesterday?
Yeah, it was interesting. We ended up sitting up in the 406 Club, which is that weird glassed in thing you guys got over there. It's weird. It's like you're not really at the game, but you're at the game.
It's there's a little bit of isolation going on.
Yeah, I was up there with Grandma and Grandpa and all the grandmas and grandpas. And it was the strangest thing was like when there would be a good play, everyone would applaud, but no one can hear you on the field.
Right.
So maybe this is only for Boston.
No. I mean, it happens in other parks. You are a big Cubs fan.
Yes. As you're well versed here, we have our own curse. Nothing as interesting as the Bambino. Of course, ours involves a goat.
It still is a fascinating story. And a buddy of mine was actually marketing, and for all I know, he's got it underway now. He was producing a rally goat, and this was a stuffed goat that he was going to sell.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, and
that's
have people bring the rally goat into the games. And here, two seasons ago, he thought he was screwed because it looks like, oh, my God, Cubs are going to make the series.
There goes my rally goat concept.
Yeah. Well, as we both know, that didn't end up happening. So you file reports for somebody for the Cubs? You're an actual, baseball reporter of sorts, or a commentator, I should say?
I've been sort of, not hired, but I do segments for This Week in Baseball. I started doing an analyst position for WXRT in Chicago, which is the oldest alternative rock station in America.
Yeah, it's way up there. I mean, I don't know if it's old as BCN.
BCN might be older, actually, but I started doing baseball reports on the Cubs for them, and then that's grown into some other things, getting asked by ESPN to do stuff. And
that's awesome. It's
a weird, something I never expected to have happen. People are surprised I know as much about baseball as I do, so I think that's part of the pony trick. But
yeah, Billy Corgan is joining us live in studio. He's playing tonight at Avalon. And
by the way, I played at Avalon once before, and it was at Bullet La Volta, another local band.
Okay.
It was Bullet La Volta, Pumpkins, Nirvana.
Wow.
And the best part was it wasn't sold out. Thank you, Boston, for seeing the future.
So everybody who is clamoring for tickets for the show tonight, all you have to say is, where were you for that?
Where were you, man, back then?
Yeah, back then when I needed you.
But a Bullet La Volta, fine local band.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I can't believe that Smashing Pumpkins and Nirvana were out on the road together, and
actually, I think
wasn't able to sell.
We played some festivals at the same time, but it's the only time we actually played on the same, actual bill where we were in front of them.
Right.
So it was only one time here in this town.
Good to see Dave Grohl going as well as he is.
Great guy, great musician, very talented man. I'm very happy for Dave.
Good. Well, let's listen to another one of your song selections here when we come back.
Dave plays on everybody's records now. I believe he's playing on this as well. Civil War by Guns N' Roses.
I think he is, maybe.
This is before he was in Nirvana. He was in Guns N' Roses.
That's right. He was like a for-hire studio bass player, I think, at this point in his career. I don't know. The guy plays in everything from...
By the way, it is my show, right? You said it's my show?
Yes. Yeah.
I entered the song and you didn't hit... You were supposed to hit the...
Well, yeah, it's because they start talking right away with this. You'll hear.
Yeah, but they're not saying anything.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You want to talk over this? It's up to you.
Civil War, Guns N' Roses.
It's Billy Corgan.
So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way.
Yeah.
This goes on for a while, Billy. Do you want to cut it off?
No, man, you just gotta ride it out.
You're civil about war anyway.
You just gotta ride it out. Riders on the storm. Dum 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 dum. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
You got 4 more seconds. You probably have time for one more line. No, that's it. All right. Billy Corgan.
An actor out of role.
That's right.
That's what I am today. An actor out of role.
An actor out of role. Very good. All the world's indeed a stage. Billy Corgan's stage today is WBCN. He's joining us live. He's playing in tonight at Avalon. And these are all his selections today. We've heard everything from Aerosmith to Guns N' Roses and Kiss song to start things off. And we got a couple more songs that you've picked out for us today. But I have to ask you something first, Billy.
We don't have to cut to another commercial.
We don't have to cut. No, I've pushed them until the end of the hour when you're going to wrap things up. Have you done sound check yet over at Avalon?
No.
Are you going to?
Yes.
Are you just going to Mojo Nixon it? Show up, plug in, and play?
No, we need to do sound check. Our show is pretty technical, actually. So
okay,
we have to. It's like a science lab in there.
All right. We've already been warned to get you out of here on time. So let's
by my handlers.
Yeah, by your entourage. That's another thing about Billy Corgan. I expected you to come in with 16 people, and have the kind of isolation wall around you.
No. I'm not that kind of guy.
No, you're
not. I'm not into the trip. I used to say, I'll play a rock star on stage, but that's about it.
Like, for instance, you'll go out on stage and play like the hit song from Siamese Dream, but not sing the lyrics. And instead just shred the guitar, like the guy who just called in was talking about. Do you remember doing that?
I have a faint memory of playing a horrible show in Pittsburgh and being so bummed out by the crowd that, yes, we played today without singing. And then I sit around and think, why do they think I'm crazy?
Right.
It made sense to me.
I
think that's the only time I ever did that. It's funny that the guy called in.
How do I get this horribly unfair label of being a nutcase? I don't deserve this.
Yeah. I could be running for political office or something,
That would be nuts.
Writing some harmless rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, the rock and roll on The Future Embrace is fantastic, and a lot of people love what you did with Smashing Pumpkins. And you took out 2 full-page ads last week, Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times.
Yes, sir.
And can you summarize what you said in these ads?
Well, it started off, I talked about my love for Chicago and my appreciation for all that Chicago's done for me, because it's been an incredibly supportive community for my work. I went on to talk about, my disillusionment after leaving the Pumpkins. Kind of trying to start another band, how that was kind of a naive thing to do. I even moved away from Chicago for a while and got my heart broken, ended up kind of crawling back. And then making The Future Embrace, I kind of came back around to realize that I didn't want to be separated from my past. I didn't want to be separated from my music or my band, that no matter what I did, whether it was a solo album or I retired or whatever, I was always going to be a Smashing Pumpkin, and I was cool with that.
And when you say you got your heart broken, you're talking about by the industry, by what you tried to do after.
Oh no, I'm talking about by this woman I was in love with, and
heartbreak. Wow.
No, I'm not heartbroken about the music business. I think it's terrible, but I mean it's terrible for everybody, not just me. So I just kind of came around to the realization that that there was never going to be a day I wasn't in the Smashing Pumpkins, so I might as well be in the Smashing Pumpkins, that I always was, and that even though the band broke up, it was still very much alive to me, and certainly everywhere I go, people want to talk about the band, talk about the music. So I felt that there was still a lot of unfinished work for the band, and that in some ways the band needed to be out there playing the kind of music the way that we played, not just to live in the past, because I have no interest in that, but to continue to do what we did, which was make music a better place for a lot of people. You make it more about artists and about song and about love and beauty, and not just sort of sit on the sidelines and sort of cry about the way things are. And it's a very powerful instrument to do that, so I'm excited about being in the band again.
Now, this is kind of an unorthodox way to go about it. Why wouldn't you just pick up the phone, call Darcy, call James, get Jimmy on the phone, was playing drums in Zwan. He'd probably be the easiest one to get a hold of. Why not do it that way?
Because I think it's, something like the Smashing Pumpkins is it's not a business arrangement. It never was. It was never about money. It was never even really about record sales. I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot so many times. because we always just pursued whatever we wanted to do musically. To me, the band is transferred out of a literal thing into more of a something that's everybody kind of owns, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it starts with the idea that, you know, there's a desire for me as the songwriter and the singer and the sort of energy behind the thing to be in the band, to have the band, to, no matter what the circumstances are. And so it starts there. So that's my public declaration that, you know, this is what's going on in my life and how it all kind of works in with my solo record and what I'm doing musically. And then how everything falls into place after that, to me, is not, it's up to God after that. But it starts with the intention to bring the music back, not just the old music, but to bring the new music in.
Right. If you're just joining us, Billy Corgan is here with us on WBCN, playing tonight at Avalon. It's refreshing to hear you say that too, Billy, that once you create this thing like the Smashing Pumpkins, it takes on a life of its own. And I think that's what a lot of artists forget, is once their art is out there, they don't necessarily have the luxury of claiming ownership of it and also claiming, you know, this is what the song is about, this is what it means, because once it's out there and the fans embrace it, it means whatever it means to them.
Yeah, and I'm cool with that. I mean, as a younger man, a lot of that confused me, but I'm in a really good place in my life, and I want to share the music of the band with people. I don't want it to be this thing that's a bitter lost thing or consigned to an era. The band was meant to be... The band was meant to last forever, and that's my intention, is to move it on forward. So how it works out, who's going to do it, how it's going to be done, blah, 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 I don't really care. And I don't mean that unfairly. It's the most important thing is there's an intention there. You know, it's like if you know somebody intends to do right by you, then how it works out is up to circumstances and, you know, the world around you, you know. You know, like a lot of friends said, oh, you know, you need to wait till you're ready to announce a tour and an album and blah, 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 and MTV. And I said, I don't care.
Yeah, you're not doing this for the hype. You're doing it to get the band back together. And that's first and foremost.
Yeah, so it's like I've kind of stood up on a hill and told everyone, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know.
Well, what's happened so far? I mean, I've heard that Jimmy Chamberlain has come out and said, yes, he's on board. Have you heard from Darcy or from James or...
I really don't want to talk about that stuff because it puts pressures on the situation that don't need to be there. I don't want to create expectations one way or the other, you know, because...
Well, you're going to talk about it, mister, and here's why. We won't play any of these other songs that you've picked out. We're not gonna play your Black Sabbath song that you've picked out. We're not going to play the song from your friend Jimmy Chamberlain and his band. Now, you fess up right here and now. We know that Jimmy's on board. What else is going on? Now, come on.
I haven't talked to Jimmy in like 10 years. I don't know what you're talking about.
You lie.
No, really. I mean, listen, this is the way I look at it. When you got something to sell, then you owe people an explanation. But if you're not selling anything, you don't owe them an explanation. So that's the way I look at it.
Fair enough.
I'm not selling anything, you know. I'll explain my new album until I'm blue in the face. But as far as the Pumpkins, it's not that simple.
You know, when a man makes a point, he makes a point. Billy Corgan, live on WBCN, playing at Avalon tonight. He's not selling anything. That's where he got us. Damn it. He just closed it up, man. Well, what do you want to listen to here? You want to check out the Jimmy Chamberlain Complex?
Yes, I'd like to support my man, Jimmy, although we don't talk anymore.
Yeah, you haven't talked to him in 10 years. You somehow managed to go out on tour with Swan, having him play drums, and never spoke to the man.
We spoke through an interpreter. Yeah.
This is someone who walked around with a Billy to Jimmy dictionary.
Yes. This is a song called Life Begins Again on Jimmy's first solo record, The Jimmy Chamberlain Complex. And it's the features a vocal by Rob Dickinson, who's related to Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden and was the lead singer of Catherine.
Of Catherine Wheel. Great song. You know what? That brings to mind a great idea for the Rewind today, just after 4 o'clock. I was going to ask you if you wanted to pick out today's Rewind. But a Catherine Wheel song like Crank or Black Metallic, that would be great.
Black
today.
Metallic, great song.
Oh, what do you think of that? That's Billy's pick for the Rewind today. All right, but first we'll listen to the Jimmy Chamberlain Complex, Life Begins Again. Billy Corgan live with us on 104.1 WBCN. Jimmy Chamberlain Complex. Life Begins Again on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN. The man who played drums for Smashing Pumpkins for years and maybe playing with them again, Billy Corgan, is joining us live here in studio.
He's got to try out first.
Yeah. Well, there's other guys out there who are real, real good.
He's the best, though.
You think?
I think he's the best drummer in the world.
If you could add one person to the lineup, would you do it? And who would it be?
Oh, geez. I don't know. At one point during the 90s, I talked to James about adding another guitar player, and he said, no way. So, no way.
Well, you play, and James plays. I mean, do you need a wall of sound, Phil Spector, you know, three guitar thing going on?
Well, we have three guitars in Zwan, and actually, I think the problem was, in theory, it's cool, but it just, you end up hearing nobody play.
Yeah.
So, no, I think we'll be just good old two guitars.
Well, we'll be anxious to see what happens, Billy.
Me too.
If you want to, please feel free to contact us directly and give us the scoop instead of the newspapers in Chicago. I know it's your
home. I had to pay for those.
I know. You had to pay for them, and print is dead anyway. Come on. You know, call WBCN. Let us know what's going on.
All right.
He just said that to shut me up, didn't he? He said he didn't really mean it when he said all right.
No, I didn't.
I'm checking with your entourage.
my posse of one.
That's right. Well, good luck on the show tonight at
Avalon.
Thank
you very much.
And continued success with the Future Embrace.
Are we going to end with the Sabbath here?
We're going to tease the Sabbath. We're going to end with taking care of some more business here.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want? I wish you could stick around, but you know they're trying to get you out of time.
You are going to play the Sabbath, though.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
It's important to me that you play the Sabbath.
Okay. Do you want to say anything? You do have to go, though. I mean, it's 3 minutes to 4. I mean, unless he can stick around and say something about Black Sabbath.
No, I got to go to soundcheck. But thanks to BCN. I appreciate their support. And thanks, Boston, for your support.
Thank you, Billy Corgan, joining us live here on 104.1 WBCN.
WBCN Public Service Announcement. The first annual Diamond Ride to benefit the Diamond Pediatric Cancer Relief Foundation happens July 24th, 9:30 a.m. in Tingsboro.